Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mark Browning, CEO of Zinc Media Group. Z-I-N is ticker there. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Justin. Good to be here.
Yeah, and do you know what? I was just looking at your results. You've released results for 6 months, ended the 30th of June. And we are in a cost of living crisis. I've seen a lot of companies at the moment, you know, not growing. And even in this market, if you hit expectations, you're in for a tough time. But you're doing very well. You're going very well. And it's quite interesting the space you're in. And in fact, I looked on your website, some of the documentaries and factual programs you've done, and I recognise quite a lot of them. I was surprised, actually. So before we get into the detail of the results, Mark, for people not familiar with Zinc Media Group, could you explain what you're about, please?
Zinc is a collection of 12 businesses owned by Zinc Media Group that operate in television production, brand and content production, and audio, radio, podcasting production. So we're a content creating group where we produce for the big broadcasters, the big brands, the big networks, and we retain our own IP along the way outside of the UK in those three areas of television, brand, and audio production.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And so let's go through, if you could, some of the headlines from your H1 results, please, Mark.
Well, the good news for us is that all of our metrics are up. They're all our KPIs are green. Everything's pointing in the right direction. Revenue is growing very quickly. Up 68% in the first half of this year, these H1 results, reporting EBITDA profit in the first half of the year. We typically wait, our revenue is typically weighted to the second half. So these are very strong first half results. And I'll explain why in a second. Our gross margins are also up from 33% in the first half of last year to 41% in the first half of this year. Organic growth is our big watchword. We grew organically 40% last year. In the first half of this year, we've grown 12%. And that will rise significantly as we go through the year because we typically book more revenue in the second half. And we have very strong cash position at just under 6 million, which is over 2 million, 2.2 million more than we were at when we ended the year December last year. So in all our metrics, revenue, profit, gross margins, organic growth and cash, everything is green and everything is going up.
Yeah. So explain why is that? And if you know, people are probably thinking, well, isn't there a problem with the media at the moment with, writers striking and all that? But you're in a different sector to that, aren't you? I mean, that's not going to affect you in any way, is it?
So the writer strike in America is predominantly around what we call in television scripted TV. So it's the big dramas, the big shiny floor shows. Zinc at the moment in our television businesses is in unscripted television, in factual television, of which documentary is a part of factual, but not the only part. There's factual entertainment, there's daytime, there's live TV. So we are not actually impacted by the writer's strike. In fact, the writer's strike is arguably a positive for a company like ours, because if you are a big network where you're heavily reliant on scripted television, then you will increase the amount of unscripted television so that you can continue to offer your audiences new programs. And we would be a beneficiary and are a beneficiary of that opportunity in the US. We have a client who's clearly decided to pivot, as they would say in America, to a bit of an unscripted for a while, and they've come to us for a solution to their need. So that's the situation on the writer's strike. In terms of why are we able to grow in what is a very difficult economic climate in the UK, and the reason is that we have a very small market share. We are a 2% market share company of television in the UK. So there is plenty of headroom to grow, even in a flat, declining, or tricky market, because of our market share. Yeah. The other reason why we can grow is that we are heavily diversified. So television is 60% of what we do. Content for brands and businesses is 40% of what we do. And within that, about between 20 and 25% of our current business that we are announcing we've booked is outside of the UK as well. So, and there are, we're in markets that are growing very quickly, including the Middle East, including America, which is, a very confident television market. So Zinc is in a good place to grow significantly, as it demonstrated last year, as it is demonstrating this year, and will continue to do so next year, because of its market share, its heavily diversified revenue base, and its geographical diversification as well.
Yeah. In fact, it's probably worth naming. I mean, the one that stuck out to me that I watched recently was Putin versus the West. You said one of the most watched programmes on BBC iPlayer. And what other shows you've got coming out that people should keep their eyes open for? Because I know you signed quite a few big contracts recently.
So, there's the reputational programme. So the USP of Zinc is that we are trusted by our clients to deliver a quality product. That may be that in the case of the BBC, they trust us to deliver their big reputational singles and series like Putin versus the West. These are the ones that they use when they're lobbying their stakeholders and the government and DCMS about the place and purpose of the license fee, because programmes like that are part of their offering and they come to Zinc for it. Another one would be the Dame Deborah James documentary called Bowel Babe. Channel 4, similarly, would come to us for big reputational shows like their Gender Wars programme. Very, very contentious, very difficult programme to make, but very much in the bullseye of what Channel 4's unique selling point is in the ecology of the UK market. That's one space. Then channels will trust us for big returning series. Big volume series. So someone like Channel 5 has put an enormous order through Zinc because they trust Zinc to be able to deliver hundreds of hours of television. The BBC are trusting us with big name talent like Idris Elba and like Rob Rinder and Ryland Clark. So everything comes back to that trusted partner for both reputation and big returning series. And it's in the big returning series where we also then, of course, own the IP and can exploit that internationally.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And going back to over a year ago, you acquired The Edge. Explain what that is, and if you could, how is that working out?
Yeah, so The Edge is a brand and corporate film producer. So to use sort of TV parlance, it's television, but it's not commissioned to go on what we would call a television channel. But it requires development, creative ideas. It requires filming, producing, directing, post-producing, audio, dubbing, grading, everything that a TV show does for big multinational companies, both in the UK, in the US, and in the Middle East. So it's part of why Zinc, because it's storytelling. It's often about trusted access. You've got to go and work in complicated institutions, in government bodies, in difficult countries, and tell stories using the power of film. That is the same as factual TV in a commissioning world. So it fits our portfolio. It sits on our same platform, and this platform delivers post-production, IT, technology, finance, HR, marketing, communications. We've built a platform that every business in our group can get the benefit from. And Edge, they've been going 30-odd years. They are best in class in that space. And they had done revenues of about 8 million for the prior 3 years up to when we acquired them last August. Their biggest ever year was just over 9. And last year they did 13. And we owned them for the best part of 5 months. This year they're on for a similar performance. So we are very, very happy with that acquisition, as are they. And when we did the deal, we tried to make sure that everybody was heavily incentivized for outperformance. And I'm very pleased to say that they are significantly delivering against that proposition, which is good for them and good for our group and good for our shareholders.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said, 6 months up until the 30th of June, of course, and of course that's now historical, but very good figures. You know, 18.1 million. This is a market cap around about 20 million. You've got, what, 5.8 of cash at that point. Adjusted yeah. EBITDA profitable. You say second half traditionally is busier. So what gives you the confidence to, you know, underpinning this, and what's the pipeline looking like?
So we're on 35 million for the year. That is secured and expected to deliver in our numbers. That's because we book revenue in our accounts as we're in production. So 35 against a broker's forecast of 36. 7 million more that could all land in this year. That is dependent on us getting into production on those programs that make up that 7 million. So we're going to end the year somewhere between where we are now, 35, and somewhere in the early 40s. Our EBITDA performance, our broker's note has a million of EBITDA, which would be a massive performance for Zinc compared to the last decade or so. And we're confident about that because, as I say, a lot of our television will start to be hitting our accounts now. That's because we typically win work January, February, March, April, when it's darker and quieter and you can't film as much, particularly in the UK. Then you get into production April through to October, November time. Mm. And that's when it hits our numbers. Okay. So the reason why we're confident about that market forecast is that we know of that 35 that's secured, that a lot of that is going to hit now. Mm-hmm. And the profits of that will start to come through. And it's an important point. So I'm just going to use one illustration. We launched a new label called Atomic TV, which is in Bristol. We launched it in January this year. And they already won their first commission. They picked up their first commission in April. But it hasn't started to, you know, it's only getting into production in the second half of the year. So in the first half of the year, we've had all of those costs, but none of the revenue. So in effect, that EBITDA profit that we've reported in the first half of the year is significantly suppressed just by illustrations like that. There's, you know, there's 150 grand of cost there for Atomic that sits in that H1 profit number that's suppressing it. Now that's why we will see better profits in the second half of the year.
Yeah. And generally, I've been seeing, you know, a lot of positive news about, you know, British film, TV. What's the industry like generally at the moment?
Well, it's steadily growing. Ofcom and PACT produce an annual report that's shown steady growth in the sector. You know, low single digits over the last few years. But it is, you know, it is a significant multi-billion pound sector, of which factual is about 4 billion. The addressable market within that is significant for Zinc, about 1 billion, just under. That is spent on original productions out of the UK sector. So it's got steady growth in it. Now it's dominated by a lot of big players. That is why Zinc has an opportunity and is taking share off other companies and reporting that 12% organic growth. Television in the first half this year was up 20% organically. So in a sector that is up in the low single digits, to be performing at 20% organic growth tells us that we are winning share off the rest of the sector. And because we have a 2% share of the total sector, there's plenty of headroom, which is why I think we need to be quite cautious about, and investors need to be cautious about, reading the big headlines. And actually, my job is to help them interpret those through the prism of Zinc and go, while the big headlines may be a bit gloomy, you've got to qualify that. A lot of the headlines are about the UK commercial PSBs, ITV, Channel 4, Channel 5. And actually, when you're a small company with a small market share, you can grow at significant rates, even in a difficult market like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark, it's good to chat to you. So if you could then, for people listening right now, likes the sound of the story, the progress you're making, but are not yet following the story, give us three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Zinc Media Group to their watch list, please.
The first reason is because Zinc is now at the inflection point of sustainable and healthy profits. And I think if investors have been watching from the sidelines, this is a good time where you've got the visibility, we've got the pipeline, we've got the track record, we've done the turnaround, and investors can see that there is good revenue growth, there is good revenue quality, 80% of our customers return every year, and we've got good visibility. Look at that pipeline for this year and revenue booked for next year. We're meeting market expectations, the edge is performing well, and there is significant organic headroom.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous stuff. Mark, good to chat to you. Hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.